Okay. Could you introduce yourself and tell me your name, where you're from, and when you were born?
My name is Diana Hamilton. I'm from Coleridge, West Virginia, right out of Beckley. And I was born in October in 1955.
Could you tell me a little bit about your family background?
Well, I was raised in a Christian home and always went to church and taught good values and good work ethic. And I think something that's highly lacking in today's society.
And were your parents from West Virginia as well?
Yes, they were, both of them. Yes.
And what about your family these days?
Well, like I said, the older generation, they were the ones who were steadfast, and it seems like as generations go on that they kind of fall by the wayside. But overall, our family is doing well. Doing well.
So when did you start working here?
It was November 15 of 1979, so I'm coming up on my 40-year anniversary of working here.
Congrats. Do you remember the exact date?
Yes, I do, because at that time we got paid on the 1st and the 16th. How I remember it is I worked one day and got a payday for one day, day's wages.
Nice. So why did you take the job initially?
Have to case. You know, we just bought a new home, and I said told my husband if he couldn't make ends meet that I'd go to work, so it wasn't happening, so I had to go to work, and here I am today.
And what did he do?
He was a mechanic for Lewis Chevrolet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so what has been your role here at King Tut?
I started out as cook, and I cooked for 3 to 4 years, and then I moved around into the what we call the front, which means answering the phone and putting out orders. And then I'm not sure of the date. It's been about 20 years since I've been a manager.
Okay.
Yes.
And when you were a cook, were there recipes that you had, or did you bring in some of your own recipes?
No, they were highly guarded recipe of the old Mr. McKay. Yes. I mean, he told you, he says, if you give out any of my recipe to family and friends, you are automatically fired.
Wow.
Yeah, he guarded his recipes.
So you didn't have much leeway.
No, not on the cooking part. And we still stick to the old recipes today.
Well, they are really good.
Well, thank you.
And what kept you around at this job?
It's been a really good place to work. I only had one job experience before, and it was completely different. There was always a set time that you worked. It wasn't like you had a different time shift every week, you know, like some do. It was always the same set time, and the people have been really good to work for.
Nice.
Really good.
And who are your coworkers, and who have they been over the years?
Oh, my goodness. I always tell everybody that I could write a book about. I've had some very good people and some very crazy people. The ones that come to mind now are the ones that's been here the longest, which my daughter works here now, and she's the main cook that guards the recipes. Okay. And then Debbie Duncan and Melanie Heinzman. And Becky, Bradley, Shorty Gomez, Amanda Mullins, and Chrissy, and they're the main group that works day shift now. Mm-hmm. And
so how many people are you generally managing?
About approximately 10.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I think Dave said there's 23 employees, so it's kind of split evenly.
Right, yes.
And then what about the customers? Who are they? And do you have particular regulars?
Oh, we have regulars all the time. I mean, I can call them out by name. I work inside and the girls work outside, which I'm not familiar with their faces a lot of times. Mm-hmm. But the names, you say it, and I know who they are. Uh-huh. Yeah, just talking to them on the phone.
Do you know their orders?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, recently we had a curb girl that passed away, and a woman that I had taken orders from for years and years and years. And when I finally met her in person, it's just like, wow, she looks nothing like I think she's sound. You know, when you talk to someone, you think they should look a certain way, you know, so.
It's like when you see what someone on the radio actually looks like.
Right.
Very different.
Exactly. Yes.
So how has it changed over the years?
The food part has not changed. It's just the workers and that has changed. But we're basically kind of like we were when I first started. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what keeps us around because we haven't changed.
So you have sort of a reputation and a clientele.
Right, exactly. Yeah, the same people. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are the most popular items?
I would say barbecues and hot dogs, and right now the pan-fried chicken livers. That is a hot item. Wow. People love them.
Wow. Not too big on liver, but when I saw that on the sign, I thought, oh, this place is legit.
Yeah, and that's one of the old Mr. McKay's recipes, you know. Uh-huh. He does it a certain way, which I've tried to copy at home, and it doesn't taste the same.
Wow.
I have no idea why not, but it doesn't. Huh. Yeah.
What does a good day look like for you, and what's a bad day on the job?
In respect to money wise or just work wise?
Yeah, just work wise.
Work wise is when some orders come in steady instead of, you know, just a constant flow of orders. Mm-hmm. That's a good day.
Okay.
When you have a day when like everybody comes at one time. Then everybody leaves, and everybody comes at one time, and everybody leaves. Uh-huh. That's a bad day.
Okay.
Yeah. Or just too much business that overwhelms you that, you know, you're just like, ugh, what do I do next?
Does it get hectic in there?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Small building.
It is. It's a small, compact building, and we're bumping into each other. When you first start out, you're saying, excuse me, all the time, and then it's just like, you know, you just don't say it anymore because, you know.
Right.
You know.
Right. What do you think the importance of this is for Beckley?
The importance of this?
Yeah, or what does it mean to the community?
Well, like I said, I think it's just nostalgia. You know, the bringing, just being able to come in your car and sit and eat just like the old days, you know. And we have a lot of old vehicles that come in and, you know, if they have the car shows and stuff. It's just a different atmosphere from the restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Were the Curb Girls ever on roller skates?
Not that I know of.
Seems like a hazard.
I know. No, we were never that brave to do that, I don't think.
What might be, do you have any interesting stories of unusual customers or something that happened at work?
Unusual customers. Like I said, I could write a book. Oh, goodness. No, I'm not going to say anything about the customers. No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay. I'll protect them.
Okay. But as far as for the workers now, like I said, I've had some, you know, kind of out there people that, well, you know, drug abuse is highly known everywhere, mm-hmm. you know, and you get these people that come in and they'll be talking to the refrigerators, you know, acting like they're people, you know, just different stuff like that, but you just deal with it and go on.
Is it hard to find good work?
It is. I have a really good crew right now, mm-hmm. you know, but it takes years in the making to get a good crew, and the ones that I've had have been with me for a long time. I have like one new girl that she's been here a month, and then one that's been here like a year, but the rest of them have been here multiple years.
Wow.
You know, mm-hmm. like from 2015, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of years.
So are you close with your coworkers?
I like to think that I am. Yeah. They call me Mama Dukes.
Oh.
Why Dukes? I don't know.
When did that start?
I don't know. Just one of the girls started calling me that, Mama Duke. So it's, you know, I've had many nicknames through my life, but
that's funny. So you kind of have a motherly role in the.
I think so. Yes. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you would like to add?
Just that, you know, I get emotional.
No, it's okay. Dave did too.
I'm just getting ready to retire in like a year and a half. So I just like to think that I made a difference.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's hard to leave something like right. that. But also,
I mean, it's time.
Not have to work.
Right. It's, you know, I'd like to enjoy a little bit of, you know, while I still feel good.
Yeah.
Right. You know, so don't want to wait till I have to, because a lot of people do that. They get sick and down and have to, and then.
Yeah.
I want to leave where I can still feel like doing something.
Right. And you can always come back and have lunch and say hi to everybody.
Yeah, I'll pass them the house at going.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Make sure they're keeping their standards up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm sure it's hard. And, you know, it sounds like you'll be able to maintain those friendships.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm sure I will. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. The crybaby.
It's okay.